Beruchim Haboim, welcome everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezras Hashem together on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. Two lines from the bottom, from the two dots. The Gemara is discussing that which is stated in the Mishnah, Osur Likrois L'Or Haner. On Shabbos, it is Osur to read by the Or Haner. Min HaTorah, if a person sees that the candle, the wick is becoming dimmed, and he were to then tilt the oil so that the flame will become greater, providing more fuel for the wick. That's an Isur D'oraisa of Havara, kindling a flame on Shabbos. That's one of the Lamed Tes Melachos. So the Chachamim came along and said, therefore it's Asur for a person to read next to a Ner, because maybe he will inadvertently tilt that Ner and cause the Isur of Havara. The Gemara now brings the Mishnah that discusses a Melamed Tinoikos. There it says in the Mishnah that a person who's a Melamed Tinoikos can see the Tinoikos read. And now the Gemara comments, V'amris Reisha Royeh. It says that he can see. My love, Likrois, does this not imply that he can actually read as well? Lo, says the Gemara, no, it doesn't mean he can read. Because there would be a problem of Shemayate. Rather, it refers to Lesader Roshe Parshi Yosef. It just means that he's able to then take a glance to look at the Roshe Parshi Yosef, the heads of the Parshios that the children are reading. V'chi Omar Rabbe Bar Shmuel Ochel Besader Aval Besader Hu Roshe Parshi Yosef V'kula Parshaloi. And this is similar to what Rabbe Bar Shmuel taught us, that also the Malame Tinokos can only look at the Roshe Parshi Yosef, but not the entire Parshi Yosef. The Gemara continues to ask, Meisvei, Rebbe Shem Gamliel Oimer, HaTinoikos Shel Beis Rabbon, Mesadrin Parshi Yosef, V'karin La'or Haner. Here it says that the Tinoikos Shel Beis Rabbon, they are Mesadrin the Parshios and read the entire Parsha. So that implies that also the Melame Tinoikos is doing so. Answers the Gemara, no, Ibois Eima Roshe Parshi Yosef. If you want, you can say that they're referring to the Roshe Parshi Yosef that the children are reading. The Ibois Eima, or alternatively, you can say Shiny Tinoikos. They're different. Why? Hoyel Ve'emas Rabbon Aleyen Loyosi La'atzluye. Because their teacher, their Rebbe, is standing overhead, therefore they're going to be afraid of tilting the candle, the lamp. And therefore, for them, it's permitted to read the entire thing. Whereas the Malame doesn't have anybody overhead, and therefore it is also for him to read. Says the Gemara, now quoting the last part of our Mishnah, Kayotze Boy Lo Yoichal Hazov. Similarly, a Zov cannot eat with a Zova. Now, this has nothing to do with the Shabbos itself, but the Mishnah brings another case where there has to be a harchaka to prevent an Isser from happening. Says the Gemara to comment, Tanya, Rebbe Shimon Gam Elazar Oimer, Boy Ure'e Ad Heichan Partso Tahara B'Yisrael. Come and see to which extent is it widespread the behavior of Tahara in Klal Yisrael. How careful Klal Yisrael is with Tahara. Shaloshaninu lo yoichal hator im hatmeya, elo lo yoichal hazov im hazova, mipnei hergal aveiro. Because it teaches in our Mishnah that only a zov and a zova are prohibited midrabanon from eating from the same plate because it could lead to intimacy. But it didn't teach a man who is tohor together with a woman who's tmeya, if his wife, for example, is a nida, that it didn't teach because that's going to be obvious. That's going to be obvious that they're anyways careful not to do so. Therefore, our Mishnah has to go all the way to a case where both of them are Tmeya. Says the Gemara, Kayotze boy lo yoichal zov porush im zov am ha'oretz, shema yagilenu etzloi. Similarly, a zov porush who is careful with mitzvos, with halacha, he has to stay far away, he cannot come. He cannot be margil himself with an am ha'aretz. And therefore he has to misrachik himself as not to be margil himself with the ignoramus who's also a zov. Ask the Gemara, what's the concern? V'chi margiloi etzloi mayhavi. If he were to bring him, let's say, and get him accustomed to being by him, and they're both zovim, what's the concern? Ela ema, you must say, shema yachilenu dvarim tameim. Maybe the zov who's an ignoramus and is not careful with halacha will feed him dvarim tameim, things that are already tame. On that, the Gemara says, what's the concern? Otu zov porush lav dvarim tameim achil. The zov who is careful in halacha, but he's also going to be eating dvarim that are tameim because he himself is tame. Omar Abaye, gezeira shema yochlenu dvarim she'enam misukonim. Abaye says the concern is that perhaps he will then feed him, the ignoramus zav will feed the zav parush dvarim that are not misukonim, that are not misered, that are not tithed. Says the Gemara, v'rova amar roiv amharetz meisrin hein. But most, the majority of even amharetz, ignorame, they're also careful for taking meisers. Only there's a miut. And therefore, there shouldn't be such a chashash. There shouldn't be a gezeira that a zov parush should have to misrachek from a zov amaretz for a concern that maybe he will then give him dvarim that are not misukonim because rov amaretz meisrin hein. So we shouldn't be concerned for such a miut and make a gezeira on that miut. Ella says, Rava, shema the concern is that maybe he'll get accustomed to him, and thereby, even after their state of tuma, they're no longer zavim, he will then give him food that is tame because not careful with the tuma, with the impurity of the food. Says the Gemara with the following question, Iboi lohu, nida mahu, shetishan imbaila, he bebigda vuhu bebigdoi. If a woman is in nida, can she sleep in the same bed as her husband if they're both clothed? They used to then go to sleep, a husband and wife together, without any clothes. So now that she's in nida and she's wearing clothes, would that be permissible? Because that will remind them that she's in nida or not. Rav Yosef Toshma, let's bring the following proof. Ha'oif oila im hagvina ala shulchan. Ve'eno nechel, divei Beishamai. Beishamai says that oif cannot be brought on the same table as dairy, although it's midirabanan to eat dairy together with oif, but nonetheless it can't be brought on the same table because a person is likely to eat it together and he's also not able to eat them either, so he can't even bring them on the same table. Beis Hillel oimrim lo ya oila veloi. I'm sorry, I said it wrong. Beis Shammai is of the opinion that you could bring the oif and the gvin on the same table, because after all, it is anyways dirabonin to eat, and therefore he wasn't concerned to make a gezera that it should be problematic to then bring it on the table, but you cannot eat them together. Beis Hillel oimrim loy oila veloy nechal. Beis Hillel says, no, it's all one gezeirah, and therefore, not only can you not eat them, but you cannot even put on the same table because it's close enough to being together that has the prohibition of putting the oif and the gvina together. Shiny hasam. So therefore, we have a proof that we see from Beis Hillel that if indeed there's a prohibition, midrabanan, to even put an oif and gvina together on the same table, which again, first of all, is lenient because it's only midrabanan, and second of all, there's not as much of a desire to then eat oif and gvina together, then certainly when it comes to a man and his wife who is in nida, can't sleep in the same bed together even though they are clothed, because there's an iser d'araisa if they were to be together in such a state. And further, there's even a stronger urge to be together also. So certainly one would be prohibited from doing so. Says the Gemara, you have no proof from there. Shiny hasam over there, it's different to leke deus. Because over there, in the case of the shulchan, putting an oaf and gevina on the shulchan. We're talking about one individual. But when it comes to a husband and wife, they're two different individuals. They'll remind each other not to do anything that is aser. The Gemara says, Hachanami Staben also makes sense to say this. The hecha di ika deyo shiny. That when there is deyos, it's different. For the following, diktani seifo. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Oimer, Shnei achsanim oichlin al shulchan echod, ze oichel basar, ze oichel gevina, vein choshishin. If there are two people who are lodging together, who are eating at the same table, this one's eating meat and the other one's eating dairy, there's not a concern. So you see that when there's two different deyos, therefore they'll remind each other and not then come to doing an iser. So too over here, a man who is together in the same bed as his wife, since there are two deyos, both of them will remind each other. Says the Gemara, V'lav itmar, the Gemara challenges this. Is this, what was taught on this? The following, Amar Rav Chanin bar Ami, Amar Shmuel, lo shanu ela she'ein makirin ze et ze. That which is talking about at the table of two lodgers is talking about people who don't know each other. Then they will remind each other. But over here, aval makirin ze et ze asurim. But in this case, where the husband knows his wife, it would be different. It would be asur. V'hochinami makirin ze et ze ninu. When it comes to a husband and wife, just like if it would be two people who are eating together who do know each other, it would be asur. So too, when it comes to a husband and wife who are makirin ze et ze, that would also then be prohibited. Ask the Gemara, Hachi Hashta, what is the comparison? Hasam deyos ika shinui leka. In the case when it comes to the two people who are lodging, who do not know each other, there we say it is permissible because they don't know each other. But if they knew each other, it would be aser, be prohibited. That's only because there's no shinui, there's no heker. And therefore, that's why it's prohibited. But hacha ika deyos v'ika shini. But over here, you have two benefits. You have the two different people involved. And you have a heker, the fact that they're wearing clothing to remind them that indeed she's an anida. So therefore, wouldn't it be a comparison? Ika da amre, there's another version. Toshma, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Oimer. Shnei achsanim oichlin al shulchan echod. Ze basar v'ze gvina. There are two people who are lodging and they want to eat together. One's eating meat at the same table as the other one who's eating gvina, cheese. V'itmar lo, and it's taught on that statement, Omar Rav Chanin bar Ami, Amar Shmuel. Lo shonu ele she'en makirin ze etze. This is taught in a situation where they do not know each other. Then it's prohibited. Aval makirin ze etze, osir. But if they do know each other, then it'll be prohibited. V'hani nami, and so too, over here, makirin ze etze ninu. Over here by the man and his wife, they do know each other, therefore it should also be osir. Says the Gemara, no hasan deyos ika shinui leko. There in the case, again, of the two that are eating, that are lodging together and eating at the same table, there they might not know each other. They might have two different deos, however, but they don't have a heker. They're not going to be something that is going to remind them. But over here, hachad ika deos v'ika shinui. But over here, by a husband and wife, the two deos, they could remind each other, plus the fact that there's a shinui by both wearing begadim. So we don't have anything conclusive in regards to the question that we asked. Can a man sleep together in the same bed as his wife who is in nida when they're both wearing clothing? Toshma, lo yoichal hazov im hazova mishum hergel aveira. It says that a zov cannot eat with a zova because it can lead to intimacy. If this is true when it comes to eating, they can't even eat from the same plate, then certainly they can't sleep in the same bed. Says the Gemara, you have no proof from there, because hachanami deyos iko shinui leka. That's because there, it's true there are two different individuals, but again, there's no shinui. Whereas over here, we're talking about when the two deyos, the husband and his wife, are wearing clothing, and therefore it's a shinui, a hekir, to remind them that it's aser to be together. Toshma, the Gemara wants to try to bring another proof. It says in the Pasuk, El Heharim Loi Ochal. Heharim over here refers to the Avos HaKedoshim. And therefore, he, the Tzaddik, didn't eat, meaning to say, he doesn't have to eat on the schus of the harim, on the schus of the forefathers. Ve'ena lo nasa el gilulei beis Yisrael, and his eyes are not lifted up to the places of idol worship of Bnei Yisrael. Ve'es eishes re'ehu lo tame, and his friend's wife he doesn't defile. Ve'al isha nida lo yikarev, and his own wife was nida, he doesn't come close. Makish isha nida li isha re'ehu. The Gemara comments on this pasuk. We see that the latter part of the pasuk juxtaposes the concept of a man not defiling his fellow man's wife, together with then that which it says that he's not going to then become close with his wife who is in nida. Ma eishes re'ehu hu bebigdoi. The hu hi bebigdo is osur, just like his fellow man's wife, when they're both wearing clothing, it's osur to be even in the same room with yichud. Af ishtoi nidoi hi bebigdo vihi bebigdo osur. So too, when a man is together with his own wife, this place, in this case, not talking about a regular place of nida, for certainly he's able to be together with her as a nida to be misyachid with her. But here, the fact that he's in the same bed with her, we're saying, here we see that a man and his wife, who are both wearing clothes, should also therefore be usr. Shma mina, we can derive from this limud, that indeed it would be usr. The Gemara says that there is another opinion that is not satisfied with this. Upliga de Rabbi Pados. This argues on Rabbi Pados. Doma Rabbi Pados, loy osra Torah, elakurva shel gilui arayos bilvad. The Torah only prohibited that which is a kurva, a close contact with gilui arayos alone, meaning to say that which is actual, an actual situation of tashmish. Shnemaz is ish ish el kol she'er b'soroi lo sikruvo legalos erva. And here Rabbi Pedas is learning from this pasuk that a man cannot be alone with his, have intimate relations with his wife who is in nida. That's what's prohibited mid the araisa. And therefore, to be alone, even in the same bed without clothes, would only be an Isser Dirabonin. Then certainly with clothes, there shouldn't be any prohibition at all. Ula, so the Gemara leaves it as two different opinions, whether a man can sleep in the same bed as his wife with their clothes on or not. According to the opinion that we saw before, we saw that the Gemara brought that indeed that would be problematic, as the Gemara learned from the pasuk that it says, "Lo tame gabe an eishes re'ehu." Also, when it comes to an isha nida lo yikrov, and the Gemara made a juxtaposition, explained just as a fellow man's wife, he cannot be misyachid with her while they're both wearing clothes. So too, a man cannot be in the same bed as his wife, even though they're both wearing clothes when she's in nida. And then we have a second opinion, Rabbi Pedas, who said that indeed that wouldn't be a problem, because only midirabanan is it usur to even be without clothes in the first place. So certainly there wouldn't be a prohibition, even midirabanan, make a gzera by being in the same bed with clothes. Now the Gemara brings the following incident. Ula ki havi asi mibei rav. When Ula would come back from the house of the Beis HaMedrash, Hava menashik luhul achavose abeichadaihu. He would kiss his sister on her chest as a way of just showing friendship. Va'amrei lo abeid idai. And some say that he kissed her on her hand. Mi'ikir adin. It's not also for a man to kiss his sister on her hand, and therefore, or to hug her for that matter. And therefore, mi'ikir adin, it was permissible. It's considered to be meguna. It's considered to be something that shouldn't be done. But mi'ikir adin is not a problem. And the ula of his stature, who doesn't have any thoughts whatsoever about any women, certainly not his own sister, wasn't a concern. Ask the Gemara. The Gemara points out, upliga didei adidei, but it seems that ula is arguing on himself. The omar ula, for ula said, afilu shum kurva osir, any connection to that which is prohibited or that which is not appropriate is aser. Mishum, leich leich amre nazira. Go away, go away. We say to the nazir, schar schara lekarmo lesikrav. Go encircle, go around the vineyard. We say to the nazir, just because a nazir is prohibited from having any drinking or eating of the grapes, and therefore as not to entice the nazir, we say go around. So too says Ula that when it comes to these relationships between man and a woman, he should then stay away from another woman as much as possible and go to the extreme by going around. So the Gemara seems to be asking a contradiction, and therefore we have to answer by saying that Ula, on his stature once again, since it wasn't mi'ikar hadin, anything that was aser, and he had no thoughts that were improper whatsoever for himself, he felt due to the kavod of his sister, in this case it was necessary to do, and it was not prohibited.